Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 40 minutes. Give or take a couple here.
Give or take.
Give or take. We'll try to do fun do or fun don't. We scoured the internet. You know, they have those websites where they try to raise money for these cool inventions. And we'll see if you want to invest. We'll even hook you up with a link so you can go and invest in those crazy projects people got. We have some really good ones.
Okay. I'm still waiting on something that we said fun do, and then it gets created and we get it.
Right. It's coming, Jenna. We'll be rich one day.
No, not for us. I just mean stuff that we like.
I know. We want to be rich. We want to be in there.
We do.
We want to jump on that. And tomorrow at this time, we chat with Nick Lachey. Or as part-time Justin calls him, Nick Lachey.
That's what his mama named him when he was born.
Nick Lachey.
He changed the pronunciation.
Lachey.
Mama call him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Well, sometimes people do
kind of
play with that, you know, that pronunciation. Kelly dated a guy named Benny. He changed it to Benay.
Yeah.
You know.
He's on the My 2K tour. That's going to kick off here soon with a bunch of cool acts. Our buddy Ryan Cabrera is going to be touring with them.
Mm-hmm. Dream.
Dream.
There's one more.
O-Town?
O-Town.
And O-Town, because I want it all. Or nothing at all.
Minus
Ashley Parker Angel.
Right? Okay.
But they do fine. They still sing the hits. Ain't nobody need no Ashley Parker Angel right now.
Got no time for that.
Nobody got time for that. We wanted to share with you the things that we're into because we get asked, you know, like, hey, what product do you use or what's your favorite food right now? Or so, you know, we decided to bring our three favorite things, two or three favorite things that we're super into right now.
Okay.
If you guys want, I'll kick it off.
Go ahead.
The first thing I'm really into.
Yeah.
Now, I always talk about how in Mexico, because I'm from Mexico.
Spoiler.
We like to put chili powder on basically everything.
Yeah.
Cucumber with lime juice or jicama or even mangoes and apples, fruit. Even on watermelon, we'll put that on there. But my wife, a few months ago, found these right here. It's dried fruit, which I had never tried, with the chili powder.
Ooh.
And it's chili spiced mango.
Ah, did you bring it in for the whole class?
I've seen that.
Yeah, let's try some.
You want to try some?
At the Trader Joe's. I'd like to try it. I like dried mango.
Why bring it in if we can't try it?
Of course. My wife buys me five every time she goes so that I have them. Mm. So I'm sharing with you guys because she just went recently. Jenna, take a piece.
I just went and bought a bunch of pork rinds because, you know, they have no carbs.
Yeah.
What? They don't. It's crazy, right?
I know.
I'm kind of scared of these.
Don't be scared.
Are they real, real hot?
Dried mango is delicious. It's really sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
But
and then
this is covered in the chili.
Ooh, gosh, yeah. Tracy, and all my business. I'm wearing a short
dress. Oh, you are? Trey, how is it? You see the booty?
All right. Two thumbs
give
up.
A little bite. You like it?
The booty? Yeah.
No, not the booty. Well, yeah, of course the booty, but the mango. Spiced chili mango.
Yeah, it's not okay. Hot.
It's not hot.
It's a good it's contrast.
Yeah.
Seasoned.
It tastes just like what you would think if you've had dried mango.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little spicy.
This one's Trader Joe's, but if you don't have one near you, I've seen other brands that do this.
Yeah, don't be afraid of spicy. It doesn't always mean heat.
Yeah. And Jenna always makes
it to it, though. It's good.
Jenna calls me meathead all the time.
Mm-hmm. Meat stick.
Meat stick. Oh. My next favorite thing, of course, is some protein.
Oh, my gosh.
I buy the big one because you end up saving a lot more.
I've never seen one that big.
Yeah.
That's in the end, you save more.
Oh, my gosh, JC.
It's bigger than a vat.
Since I can't have dairy, I can't have that kind. That's my favorite kind of protein.
Really?
Yes.
This one? Mm-hmm. Well, this one is the protein. I like them, Dimatize, but it's the flavor that I'm really into.
Okay.
Because I like this drink it's called horchata. You guys have heard of that drink?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, what? Horchata?
Horchata. It's a Mexican drink. It's a flavor. It's like cinnamon rice milk, basically.
It's kind of chai-like to me, yeah.
It is my favorite drink, but it is extremely sugary, so it's not very healthy.
Mm.
My buddy ended up telling me that he found this one right here because he's a fellow Mexican himself.
And what flavor is that?
And it's the cinnamon bun.
Mm.
And it tastes just like horchata. So if you like that drink, if you go to the Mexican restaurants,
and you need to pump up.
And you want to pump up, or you don't want to eat the super unhealthy one. You can eat this one
or almond milk or.
I'll put almond milk sometimes, but I usually go with the water.
Mm.
This is what I go first with, and.
Less calories.
And Big Al.
Yes.
I told you I was going to quit mowing
the
lawn.
Mango's good. The aftertaste is really good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
You can have more if you want from a chili spice mango. We'll put pictures up so you can look at them.
Talking about things that we are into.
Things we're really into.
Yeah. So, two of yours are food.
I was going to quit mowing the lawn because it just got too dang hot. Until
it's summer.
I had heard, I know, but it was out. It's so hot. Until I discovered the greatness that is the Under Armour heat gear.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure
JC told me about this about a week or so ago.
Now, I'm sure you've seen the heat gear when you go to like sporting goods stores and stuff.
Maybe.
And you're like, and they're all long sleeve too. So I'm like, I always didn't want to buy one.
Yeah.
So I finally got one.
Is it kind of dry fit?
It's a little bit looser than the dry fit, but it's up there. You put this on, and I went out there to mow my yard, and I started sweating. Even if you go out there and just work out and whatever outside, you put this on. When you start sweating, your sweat feels cold once it touches your body.
Huh.
So this shirt cools your entire body. So I never got hot. I was out there. I was out there for like an hour and a half in 100 degree weather.
It took you an hour and a half to mow you a little bit here.
Dude, I got
to
go up. I got to go up and down the dang steps, bro. And I got to weed whack. And I got to put the weed killer. And I got to do the leaf blower.
All right, I'm sorry.
Sounds fun.
I distracted you. Sorry, I distracted you.
But this is the reason why I decided to keep my lawnmower. Kenzie was ready to put it in the car and send it back
what?
To Home Depot.
I will divorce her.
I know. But I put this on and I mowed the yard.
All right.
And now I'm all in.
Good deal.
All right. So I got this
one. I'm JC and I'm mowing lawns.
Sure am, because of this thing right here.
Okay.
The heat gear. And a bonus thing that I'm also into that should be here anytime soon. It's called Beer Frisbee. This is a bonus because we said three, but this is four.
Beer Frisbee.
As many as you want, really.
Yeah. It's a fun game that I found these guys playing at a barbecue that we went to a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you could buy them online. Or you can create your own.
I'm guessing you need a beer and a frisbee.
Yeah, you definitely need a frisbee. Yeah. You need two PVC pipes or some sort of pipe that will shake if you hit it. And you stand away, always holding a drink at whenever you're playing.
Yeah.
And your goal is to hit the pole to knock the beer bottle down because you place it up at the top.
Uh-huh.
Or you try to hit the beer bottle.
Oh.
Kids can play as well. You just don't give them a beer.
So you're trying to knock the beer off of the pole.
Yeah.
And then you drink the rest of the beer? You gotta drink it.
Yeah, you're drinking.
Waste a totally good beer.
Every time you get a point, if you drop a frisbee, it's a point. If you hit the bottle, it's a point.
It's an empty bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if you spill a little bit, the beer bottle up top is
oh, okay, okay, okay.
But you're sipping the whole time and having a good time.
I got you.
Beer frisbee.
All right.
We'll post the rules so you can get your own going. Seriously, it was really fun. It looks weird, but it's fun.
Okay.
Those are my things that I'm super into right now.
All right.
There.
All right.
Kelly, you wanna go next?
Sure. You know, I'm into House of Cards right now on Netflix.
Yeah.
I have paid for Netflix.
Netflix.
probably, 3 years now?
Uh-huh.
And I've never watched it. It's just one of those things. I got it for Emma Kelly and just kind of forgot about it. I was like, I need to start watching this stupid thing. I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
So I started watching House of Cards and 4 seasons of it. I just wrapped up season 2 and I've started season 3.
Okay.
So I binge watch in spurts. Like, I'll sit down and watch like 6 episodes back to back. Which is 6 hours.
I
just don't have the.
I watched 2 more. In the afternoon, and I'm into House of Cards right now. That's really important to me.
What season are you in again? What season are you in on?
I just finished season 2.
Okay.
So I just started season 3.
Perfect. Don't spoil.
Apparently, we'll see. There you go. Because I said something about the season because it's been out forever, and somebody got mad at me. Because they just started watching it, and I spoiled it for them.
Yeah, when you start so late, you can't get mad.
I know. It's 4 seasons in. If somebody says something that spoils for me, it's my own fault.
Right.
So anyway, I'm into House of Cards on Netflix.
Okay.
Trying to get into Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt because I think she's really charming.
Nick likes that show a lot. Nick Adams.
As I said earlier this morning, I'm very into Tom Kha. Tom Kha is a soup. It's not pho. It is Tom Kha. They're 2 different things. They're not in the same family, I do not believe.
You.
And by the way, it is pronounced pho. It is not pho.
Yeah,
I found out the hard way.
Well, you said pho. Tom Kha is Thai and pho is Vietnamese, right?
Tom Kha is a coconut-based soup. It is delicious. I could eat it every day.
No
I could
noodles? No noodles.
It's like a coconut broth base. It's got like, I get it with chicken.
Yeah.
You can get it with tofu and beef and stuff, but why?
Put some chili in there?
Chicken. You know what I added yesterday because we had some spring rolls with peanut sauce. I said, can you bring me some of that peanut sauce? I love peanut sauce. And I put peanut sauce in my soup and that was good too. So Tom Kha.
Tom Kha.
Make sure you go and ask for Tom Kha. And if you get heat, make sure it's the first time, go low. Because I'm going to tell you, I ordered a number 2 at this place and it was hot. So Tom Kha. And then for summer, I'm going to tell you what I do for summer. My toenail polish, I always wear it every summer. I've done it for years. It is a classic. OPI Cajun Shrimp.
Cajun shrimp
Cajun
is the name?
Shrimp. That is my toenail polish. It's all I wear in the summer.
I can tell you what color that is. It's an orangey red.
It's a coral. Yeah, it's a hot corally color. Yeah, that's right. And it goes with everything. So OPI, if you're going to get your pedicure today, Cajun shrimp is my color, if you care. And if you're looking, a lot of women are looking for the perfect fake tan because I just went and got my body checked for melanoma.
Yeah.
I don't have it, thankfully, still after all these years, because I used to be burned severely as a child. And what I did as a child, you know, we didn't know about sunscreen and stuff back then. I could pay for it today. So I went and got screened. But I could go get a fake spray tan, and it's really inconvenient to always go and do that. So the lady that does my spray tan, she told me about this one product she loves, and it's become my favorite fake tanner that you do at home.
You can buy it at the store?
Well, I ordered off Amazon because it's hard. She carries it in her suntanning boutique, but it's far from me to drive.
Uh-huh.
It's called Million Dollar Tans Mermaid Mousse.
Hmm.
Million Dollar Tans Mermaid Mousse. It doesn't stink. It's not sticky. It's easy to apply. It's got a little bit of tint in it. And if you do a bad job, you can kind of rub really hard where you put it on too much and it'll come off.
Oh, that's cool.
It's Million Dollar Tans Mermaid Mousse. Wow, I get it on Amazon.
That's a mouthful.
Mermaid Mousse.
Just remember Mermaid Tan. If you can remember that, it's probably Google it. It'll pop up.
Okay.
Those are my favorite things right now.
All right.
Big Al Mac.
You know, I've told you this before, but I have to repeat it because even in the last week, I had two ladies email me and ask me, what's the name of that place that you go to every Sunday to get your shave? You say you speak about it so lovingly.
Yep.
I go every Sunday to a place called Art of Shaving to sit in the chair. It's a place that sells shaving products, but they'll have one, maybe two, maybe a few barber chairs right there in the store, and you get a shave right there in the store while people are shopping all around you. And it's a straight edge shave. They give you the hot towel. Depending on which store you go to, they will maybe give you the cucumber and give you the actual facial and all that stuff. And it takes about 30 minutes. And depending on what store you go to, it might cost you about $35, $45.
Is that a good present to give your dude if you're a girl?
Oh, my gosh.
Like you get excited when your girl gives you
that? My girlfriend gave it to me, and I thought, I would never go to the mall and get a shave. I honestly did. It sat on my kitchen counter for over 2 months. The gift card did.
Yeah.
And I finally went, and I have gone every Sunday since then.
And see, based on that, I did the same thing with Alan for Father's Day. I got him a shave, Alan. And it's just he hadn't gone.
Because you think.
Same thing. Because he was, and he's, that's weird. Still, he's like, oh, that's nice, babe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't think, you know, but he.
You think you're going to sit there? I shave in the bathroom every morning. It's
his
no big deal.
His hang up is somebody, he's like, I'm going to get some maniac with a straight edge razor next to my jugular. That's what he's afraid of.
I know.
Well, you can get past that. Yeah. I mean, that is, I guess.
Have you ever gotten cut?
No. I have not. And I try to turn my friends onto it. Nobody is as crazy about it as I am.
The guy at my gym is, when he heard me talking about it, he has a standing appointment every Friday.
Okay. Now,
what else?
We went to New York a couple months ago, and I got turned on to this tequila that now is my favorite tequila.
Yeah.
It's called Casa Dragones. They have a kind of expensive one and a really expensive one. But it's called Casa Dragones, and it was actually made or come up with by our CEO of iHeartMedia. And I tell you what, this tequila is sipping tequila. It's really, really really good.
Oprah drinks it. Really Madonna drinks it. And it is very expensive.
It is. All right, you know I'm into country music.
Yep.
And I've had some country songs. You know, I love Blake Shelton.
Uh-huh.
Neon Lights, blah, blah, blah. Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat. Those have been songs that I've sang karaoke many, many times. But my new song is by a dude named John Party, and it's called Head Over Boots. Well, that's it. Head Over Boots. Head Over Boots for you.
Surprised that this is your song.
You don't like this? I love this
really
song.
Surprised.
I haven't learned the words to it yet, but I will soon. I've tried to sing it karaoke twice and I've failed. I've cut it off mid song.
I just don't love this one.
You don't like that one?
Nah. I dig it. It's fun. It's a fun song.
Okay. All right.
That's
the three things I'm into right now.
Thank you, Big Al Mac and Jenna Owens.
I don't think I did this right. Okay, so Kelly brought up nail polish. Because I was just thinking, I'm really into the color nude, and I usually go only nude on nail color.
Yeah.
So my color is tiramisu for two. So it's the perfect summer nude.
Tiramisu for two?
I'm also really into trying to find a nude leotard, if someone can help me out on that. Because, you know, I consider myself to be a pretty, I don't know, expert when it comes to the online shopping.
Yeah.
And girls, I'm telling you, ASOS has been around for a while, but I strictly shop on online apps these days. And more than I even go to the mall and shop in person. And ASOS is great because it's British and the shipping's great. You can, you know, return it easily. And I like things that make it convenient because a lot of times stuff's not going to fit. I know Kelly's ordered stuff before and she said it was ill-fitting, but they carry a lot of different brands. And one brand I love sunglasses, obviously in the summertime especially. And they're so expensive. And you always talk about how you always break the most expensive ones you invest in or lose them.
Or you drop them in the lake.
The cheap ones. So there's this brand of sunglasses that I love called Quay. Q-U-A-Y. A lot of people have asked on my Snapchat where my sunglasses are from, the ones that are like kind of iridescent reflective lenses. Uh-huh. They were $35.
Wow.
And they're Quay. And they do a lot of collaborations with celebrities. So if you're looking for a pair of on-trend sunglasses that aren't hundreds of dollars, Quay's where it's at. They sell them on the ASOS app.
That's a Quay.
Men's and women's? What?
Men's and women's? Or just women's?
I don't know. It's so funny. I have a lot of guys ask me like about my running shoes. Like, do they make those in men's? I'm like, I
probably
think so. I don't know. I don't have a boyfriend, and I don't do any shopping for guys. So... I'm sorry, I'm not more of male fashion expert.
We'll find out for
what's next. What's next?
Yeah, you guys, I use the Favor app a lot.
You started using that. What's the Favor app again?
Favor is they'll pick up anything for you, food from different restaurants if you need some food delivered.
It's only in major cities though, right?
Yeah,
now. It's not
probably
in the burbs,
probably
you're out of luck.
Yeah, if you're in a small town, probably not. But that's a cool. That's cool.
But yeah, but I use that if you're in a hurry or you need them to pick up stuff for you or if you have friends over and you don't want to leave and you just need some snacks, some chips or whatever. Sometimes you feel a little bit lazy,
they'll do a
but
favor.
They're great. Yeah, great employees. I love the app. And then Makeup Forever contour palette.
Contouring is really in right now.
Girls get what I'm saying. Yes, they have a new palette, and it's five little squares, and it makes, I like makeup that's easy to do, you know, like little steps kind of spelled out for you. It has highlighter, it has shimmer, it has bronzer. You just kind of, you can just use that whole little tiny palette to do almost everything you need to do, and it's new, and it's great.
What's it called again?
It's the Makeup Forever. Just go to Makeup Forever.
Makeup Forever.
Or go to the Ulta, Sephora, whoever sells it. Yeah.
If you want to have a face like Jenna's, there you go. That's how you do it.
Yes.
Those are the things we're into right there.
Yeah.
Currently. I mean, we're into other
stuff,
too.
Stuff, too.
So much stuff that we're into. But right now, it's Whatever Wednesday. Now, you can let us know what you're into, Kid Nation. Keep this going. Or if you have a question about the show.
Whatever you like.
It's Whatever Wednesday. We do whatever we want this break. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You got a funny story that we missed.
Sure.
You want to ask Kelly a question about what's going on in her world, or Al, or Jenna, or myself? You can do so. Whatever Wednesday is happening next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
Yeah.
We just shared some things that we're really into here.
Whatever we like.
Whatever we like. During Whatever Wednesday, you could share what you're into, Kid Nation, or you could just ask us some questions that you've been wondering about. Maybe you missed a few shows, a couple weeks, because you went on vacation. We'll catch you all up. Or maybe we missed a story that you really wanted to tell us about, because it's pretty cool.
Okay.
We'll definitely take those. This one is from the text. By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. You can call or text that number. Yeah.
And we will post those things that we're into at KidNation.com in a little bit.
All right.
We'll have our girl Amy do it. She'll post them for you. This one from the text. Will Jenna ever have short hair? Would you ever cut your hair super short, Jenna?
I mean, I would if I had to. My hair is my identity, I feel like. This is my my motto is everyone can have short hair.
Right.
So if you can have long hair and it looks good, you should keep it healthy. Yeah, I like my hair long. Maybe when I get older, I don't know. But yes, I would. But no, I don't have any plans to.
Is it hot?
It is. I mean, you were getting your makeup done. You see me in there blow drying it this morning. Ugh.
It's too hot.
Yeah, it takes. Long hair takes a lot of effort, but.
Second question from the same person. Will JC have another child? No.
Well, we're that good. Remains to be seen.
Well, as of now, no.
You've done nothing to prevent that from happening.
No.
I have. I haven't had another child.
Okay.
Will Kelly and Alan ever live together?
If we are married, we would.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You're old-fashioned. You keep it old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And Big Al, would you ever try out for The Voice?
No. You get people confuse loving to sing with ability to sing. And those are two totally different
That's
things.
True.
Right.
I love to sing karaoke. I can't sing. I know this. I can hit maybe a couple of notes in a song, you know, halfway decent, but I can't sing. Bro, no, I will. I won't. Thank you for asking. See? You don't want that on the
I was
Voice.
So proud of us that day.
It has no business on network television.
Al and I performed in Vegas.
Yeah, that's where it belongs.
You guys were talking about the Gorilla song earlier when you were talking about songs that get you in the mood. Who sings the Gorilla song? I guess we didn't say. It's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Gorilla!
Boy, I tell you, that Bruno Mars lays it down with that song. It played on the radio for a minute. It didn't do as it should have done way better.
Because people couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
People could not handle it on the radio. That's why.
Left and right singing that song.
I bet you the government put a stop to that because it could have been another baby boom. If that song.
Too much. It was just too much for us.
I love that song. So there you go. Yeah, it's Bruno Mars. It's called Gorilla. And just turn it on and see what happens. You'll get turned on.
All right.
I'm sure this one's going to be some advice from you, Big Al Mac.
From me? Okay.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, how
Hi.
Are y'all?
Doing awesome. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. You just adopted a new puppy?
Yes.
Okay.
Big Al, you will relate to this. My family just got a golden doodle.
Oh, awesome. What's his or her name?
His name, I didn't name him. His name is Doodles with a Z.
Oh, okay. Because it's cool like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's very, very cute. And my thing is, I would love to get some advice from you on how to raise a happy, healthy golden doodle. You know, I know Curtis is so well-behaved, and he's so great.
He's awesome now. But when I first got Curtis,
was a bad dog.
He was a mess. Now, part of
here's Al's tip. Send him away.
Yeah.
That's what Al did.
Was because he was a puppy, but part of it, maybe it may have been because the breed of dog needs to run around a little bit. So what I did was I sent him away to a school for about 6 weeks, and he came back a very calm, cool dog. He still likes to have fun and run around, but it made a lot of difference. So get him some training and get him some obedience training. Dogs like stuff to do. So if you can spend as much time as you can with him, take him out to a dog park or just walk around with him, that is my advice.
Okay.
And they're very, very, at least mine is, very loving dogs.
They are loving dogs.
Mine is very social.
He's so sweet. And I'm not even a huge dog fan, but I love greeting him every day.
Well, yeah. Don't buy flip-flops either.
No.
Okay.
Bring him up to the bar sometime. I'd like for him to meet Curtis.
There you go.
Can meet Doodles.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Look at Al setting up doggy dates. Thanks, Danielle. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
What a good parent does.
That's what he does. Question from the text. Hey, why don't you guys do the Kinsey bits anymore? People maybe didn't know. Some Kid Nation members didn't know. The Kinsey bits were stories that I would bring into Kid, you know, based on our daily life, me and my wife, Kinsey. And then we would write scripts, or he would go off and write his own scripts, which were a little more nuttier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the voice when we did the Kinsey bits.
Yeah, so a voice alternator here.
Yeah, we felt right recreating his.
No, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it justice anyway. So
yeah, I can't voice my wife. Al can't do it.
That's one of the things that we lost when we lost Kid.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Kelly always talked about how she lost her husband, her radio husband. I guess I lost my radio wife.
Yeah, you did.
I just noticed.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Big Al Mac.
Yes.
How's your bar doing, your new one? You haven't talked about it in a minute.
The new bar in Siegelville, that's called Big Al Scoreboard Grill. It's doing okay. It's in a country town, so it just takes a little while for the whole reputation, the whole thing to build up. You know, we've gone through a lot of employees, a lot. But it's getting there. Yeah.
You making money on it?
Uh-uh. But that's not why you open a restaurant, JC.
I thought that's...
You do it for the love.
Okay. Okay. You don't open it to make money?
People that open restaurants, people that make money with restaurants fascinate me. I wish I was in that category.
Because they're all over the place.
I know. Everybody eats. That's what you think. Everybody eats, right?
I watched Hotel Hell yesterday where he goes in and fixes the hotels.
Yeah.
That guy was saying, I haven't made money in 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like, then why do you still have it?
You know, I'm serious. You know, it's like Kelly said, labor of love.
Yeah. This one's for the moms. Thanks to Jessica. You have a PSA for the moms, Jessica?
Hey, Yes. So I'm a mother of four, and I have these two younger kids that have iPads, and it's just crazy trying to keep them intact, and I'm out of town all the time. So I found this app from a friend called OurPack, and what it does is it contains how long they are actually on all the apps, and so it turns it off, like it just everything disappears, like their screen just disappears. So like I'll set the time to let's say like 10 to 4 in the afternoon. If they're at home, they can't get on it, and there's no Safari, there's no nothing, but yet they can still text me. And I work out of town, so I can't monitor it all the time.
What's it called again?
What's it called?
It's called OurPact, OurPact, and it's totally free. And so it links up to your phone, and it links them to their iPad or their iPhone, and, you know, whatever kind of different phone. And it just, like, it just totally is awesome. Like, it has totally changed everything. So, and the big thing was, I will say I was a wimp because my five-year-old just cried and cried and cried about it. And, you know, why is it turning off? And I just finally just gave in and said, okay, it's our phone carrier. They are limiting how much you are on. So you're going to have to call them. You know, we have to say something to them. So the older kids, they just laughed and, you know, made fun of it because they're like, Mom, you're so, you know, you're a chicken here. Why aren't you saying it? And I'm like, but just deal with it.
I don't want my five-year-old mad at me.
Yeah, it's okay to tell little white lies to your kids sometimes.
Right.
It has totally, because, you know, you don't have to sit there and say, okay, give me the iPad. It's done. No, 5 more minutes. Oh, sorry, it's done. From this time, it goes off, and then it can turn it off at
that
time.
There you go.
Perfect.
And there's no sneaking around. And then if they actually are smart and figure out how to go to the settings, and because they can turn it off, it will alert your phone and tell you.
Ah.
So I did catch my 15-year-old, and I said, okay, what's going on?
Why nice. You caught her.
Very nice.
I don't know what you're talking about. She told me, and I said, no, I know you turned it off, so turn it back on, you know, because they try to be on.
Yeah.
So they thought of everything. Our Patch is the app.
Pack.
Our Patch. Jessica, thank you so much. I'm going to get that one for sure, because I can't get my kids off the dang iPad sometimes.
Sounds like a plan.
I like that little white lie you told your kid. My favorite white lie that I heard you told that they told the kid was that when you hear the music on for the ice cream truck, it means they're out of ice cream. That's my favorite one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
all right, awesome. Coming up next, we'll do Whatever Wednesday again next week. Coming up next, we're going to do Love Letters to Kelly. This is where Kelly solved all your love problems.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to about three, but, you know, we'll solve at least three today. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I feel like I shouldn't even sing on that anymore.
Why not? You're fine,
my
Jenna.
Singing voice
Your
is really bad.
Your singing's just fine.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 26 and my fiancé is 34. We recently learned that we are expecting, not only for the first time, but twins.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Surprise.
While we are both overjoyed about welcoming two babies to our families, we couldn't agree on any of the names the other picked, so we agreed to each name one. The problem is I absolutely hate the name he has picked out. I hate it so much I'm willing to give up the name that I love if that means scrapping his too.
Wow.
I was hoping it would grow on me, but it hasn't. So what do I do? Do I just deal with a name I hate and learn to accept it? Or is there something else I can do to change his mind? The name is... I didn't want to make anyone feel bad if this was their name, which is why I haven't said
That's just her opinion on the name.
But the name is Barry. B-A-R-R-Y. Am I making a big deal out of nothing?
Well, it must be a family name. Because why would you? Yeah. I mean, that's a name you don't normally name a child now, I wouldn't think,
right.
Unless it was a family name. That's not on the top 100 list.
What do you do if you don't
It is
agree?
A problem. I've seen couples really fight over names and struggle, and it causes a lot of stress and tension. What do you do? I mean, you made the agreement. You can name one, and I can name the other. You don't have to call it. I mean, you can call them a little nickname or
Bear.
Something. Yeah, Bear. I know some
Bear's
kids
cute.
Named Bear now. That's very cute.
You just come up with your
you
own nickname?
You fall in love with the name Bear.
Yeah.
Just because he's named Barry on the birth certificate doesn't mean you have to call him that.
Right.
But if that's the agreement you made, and he's not saying anything about the name you picked, of course, because the name you picked is wonderful. You know, we all, I don't know why.
I like that name. It's my favorite character on the Goldbergs.
Barry?
Barry.
Maybe that's why he likes it. Maybe there could be a family name or maybe some character or a friend or somebody. It's got to have some meaning. So why don't you find out the meaning behind Barry? Find out his attachment to it, and that might make you appreciate the reason he's choosing it as well.
Maybe he's a fan of
but,
Kelly.
But, yeah, I love
Barry.
The nickname Bear. I think that's really
Bear.
Super cute.
Yeah, I like the animal name.
But if you made the agreement, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean...
She should name her twin Straw.
No.
Red.
But that is hard.
Straw.
I mean, when Emma Kelly, I've had that name picked out since I was in sixth grade. My grandmother passed away. Her name was Lou Emma. Everybody called her Emma. And Kelly's a family name that gets passed down. So I was at sixth grade on. My child's going to be Emma Kelly. If my husband didn't like that name, what would I have done? I mean, that's the name. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, I knew from, so I don't know. I'm really sorry. It's tough. But try to find out the meaning behind it, and maybe that'll make you fall in love with the name.
Yeah, sometimes meaning makes you like it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
First off, let me just say that I'm in a great relationship with a fantastic guy.
Good.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there.
We've been together for problem.
We've been together for over 6 years, and things just keep getting better. We talk about getting married and even started looking at venues. However, he still hasn't popped the question. I know he just wants to be financially stable and wants to be able to afford a ring without getting into debt. He says it'll happen soon, but I'm starting to get impatient, especially since my younger sister just got married.
Oh, boy.
I am just ready for that next step with him. Social media is also making it worse with all the engagement announcements. Kelly, what can I do to stay patient?
Well, stop looking at wedding videos. I mean, venues, and putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
it's got to be hard on the younger sister.
It is hard. It is hard when everybody around you is getting engaged and getting married. And a lot of people, I think, dive into getting married when they shouldn't because I'm the age and everybody else is married. I guess I got to do it, too.
Yep.
So if you're getting married for the right reasons, maybe he is waiting to truly catch you on guard. Stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his thing. He wants to surprise you. But all you talk about is, let's go look at another wedding venue this weekend. What do you think about this place? What do you think about that? And maybe that's his thing.
We want to surprise you. That's
maybe
our, we want to.
He wants to just surprise you, and he's waiting for you not to talk about it for a minute. So try not talking about it for a minute and see what happens. That's my suggestion.
Or maybe he thinks he can go without asking because you're already looking at wedding venues.
Yeah, it's cart before the horse on that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is hard when everybody else is doing it, though. I
love
get it.
Letters. Uh-huh.
Because he's not done.
No, I'm just saying, you can keep playing. I was done. I was just
Sorry,
throwing
kid.
That in. I get it. It's
Sorry,
hard.
Kid.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Are you guys sure you're ready?
Oh, my gosh. I'm out.
I'm just ready.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I am in a huge pickle. Ooh. I've recently been having feelings come back for a girl that I met through a church camp about 6 years ago.
Oh.
Ooh.
We've talked probably 3 or 4 times over that 6-year period, but things don't work out, usually because one of us is in a relationship. Well, I'm really tired of the bad timing between us, and I just want to try this relationship out. But at the moment, she's currently dating a member of the U.S. Army.
Ooh.
And I would feel like I might soon be on an episode of Army Wives or something if things keep going the way they're going. So, love expert, do I confess my feelings and see how she responds, or do I once again chalk it up to timing and wait some more? Thanks, Nate.
It's not about why are you waiting? Go start dating other people. You're focusing all your energy on somebody who obviously is not available.
Yeah.
So why don't you start looking at other people? You're obsessing about somebody from 6 years ago. It's not healthy, and it's avoiding. You're avoiding having to get out there and try and be, you know, have your heart broken or failed attempts. It's just avoidance of going out and finding a real relationship that can actually work.
Mm. Okay.
And this girl's dating somebody in the Army?
She's dating somebody in the Army.
Yeah, don't go after a soldier's girl,
Why
man?
Are you wasting everybody's time? You're avoiding being looking for a mature relationship that you can actually have.
Get on Bumble. Or what's the other one?
Tinder, Bumble. There's
Plenty
a bunch of them now.
Yeah.
Match has swiping app. They've said, hey, let's get on board with that.
Kelly was Bumble. That's where
I
she found
all,
hers.
I'm all about Bumble. Hello, I love
Alan.
Bumble.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is a tough one. My problem is that I love my husband of 30 years so much, but
Ooh.
I'm no longer in love with him.
Yeah.
He's a kind, sweet, generous man who deserves to be loved and cherished, but I feel more like he's my best friend and companion and less like a husband and lover. I've tried so hard to be what he needs, but I can't. The problem with leaving is that he loves me so much, waits on me like a baby, and takes care of me better than I deserve.
Girl.
I want to find love and passion again.
Girl.
We have 4 grown daughters and 3 grandchildren. I know for a fact 2 of them would cut me out of their lives if I leave. I just want us to be happy but separate.
You are happy.
Yeah.
You're so stupid. You don't even realize what you have. I cannot. You hear this happen. He treats me like a queen.
What'd you say, Jen?
I love him. I'm just not in love with him. Quit watching romantic comedies.
Read the line again, Jenna.
Which Quit one? Watching
About
the
how
movies
happy she is.
And reading romance novels.
Mm-hmm. He's
and
sweet,
start, you
kind,
think it's
generous.
So great? He's you sweet. Start going out with your, okay, I want you
Kelly
to do
Rantberry.
This. I want you to go on a weekend with one of your friends who decided I'm going to leave my husband who's so good to me after 30 years. Because, man, the grass is so much greener out there because now I'm 30 years older and single. Let me go out there and go hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Who lift it up, tape it up, hobbling. You should Whoa. See, there's nothing sadder
lift it up
than some
and tape
single
it up.
Bars on a Saturday night. You go. I'm going to tell you the one to go to off the air. I'm not going to tell you on the air which one to go to. And you see that sad the women
Cougar.
Lined up yep. praying some man talks to them. Mm. It's you ridiculous. You have got a wonderful man taking. What do you got to be wanting to be horny all the time? You know? That's all you care about?
Apparently so.
There is more to a romance and love and marriage than wanting to get it on all the time.
Really?
I'm so mad at her. She's willing to throw all that out the window because she's watching some stupid romance movie. That's what it is.
Can she like fall
Hollywood
in love with him
everything.
Again?
Sure, but she doesn't want yeah. to.
She's over it.
She doesn't want to.
She wants to get it on, girl.
That makes me so mad. People throw stuff away because I don't feel it anymore.
It's so hard
feel
to find
it.
Guys like that,
love
too.
Love is a verb, and you can work on it. It's all mental. It's all mental.
Yeah.
Love is a verb.
I'm so mad at you right now. If you throw this away, don't you ever write me again and tell me you were right, Kelly. I don't want to hear
wow.
it.
Wow. Yeah.
You stay you. In your marriage, and you work on it. You
get
throw 30 years away.
You have
get
been banned.
You think, I'm serious. Almost. You need to go out with your single girlfriends who
Just
are about your same age and go see how fun it is, how much fun they're having. They are lying to you. It ain't fun.
All
it's
right.
miserable.
Man.
Breaking up a home.
Oh.
Breaking up a home. Where are the grandkids going to go? You're going to ruin Christmas for everybody. Because they ain't going to know where to go. You know? Where are we going to go for Thanksgiving? Well, it's Grandma's turn this year because she ruined everything. God, no. Then one negative thing. He don't beat her. He doesn't cheat on her. He treats her like a queen. But she's not. She don't feel it. He don't make me horny anymore. I'm so mad. This is what's wrong with America, Trey.
What are you talking to Trey for?
Because he's agreeing with me.
Woman ruined Christmas. She ruined Christmas.
That was one of the greatest Rantberries ever.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
She don't.
We're not done yet. We're not done yet, JC. Bring the music down. We're not done yet.
Single women are praying for this relationship.
Yep.
To grow old with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be alone?
Nobody.
When they are 30, I'm guessing. Let's just pretend she's 50.
She's grandkids, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's just pretend she got okay. married. She's 20.
Right.
She's young.
Right.
50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want you to go look at all the happy 50-year-old single women out there running around the clubs.
I know. She thinks it's just going to...
Quit watching Real Housewives, whatever.
Appear.
They're not
Quit.
Happy.
They're no. not. They're miserable.
Lifting it up
Stop
and taping it.
It
up.
This is burning me up.
I know it is.
I see.
That's
I'm
a perfectly
done.
Fine man
I'm
right
done.
There. You done ranting?
Yeah, give him up and let somebody else go snatch up that wonderful man.
Oh, they will.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
He'll get picked up so
that
fast.
Poor man.
He'll probably yeah. like a little 30-year-old.
Doing yeah. anything for her. She didn't say, what negative thing does she have to say about him?
Nothing.
Kelly, he loves her too much.
But I don't feel it.
I don't feel it.
I'm not in love with him. I just love him.
That may be it.
That's right there. Well done, Kelly.
So mad.
Well done. Kelly Rantberry, everybody, right
there.
That's
a good one right there.
Well done. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, there's your caution right there.
Especially if he loves you too much.
She will keep it real.
Feel it anymore.
I don't make him hug. Go to kidnation.com. Oh, Kelly, the text message is going off. Oh. Amen, Kelly. Preach, Kelly. OMG,
I'm sure
Kelly
somebody,
is awesome.
I'm sure somebody disagrees with me.
No, not one person so far because they're scared of you.
Spot on, Kelly.
KidNation.com. Write us a love letter, and we'll read it next week, and she might go off on you. Yeah!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're just joining us, you missed a great Kelly Rantberry moment.
It was one of the greatest ones of all time.
During Love Letters to Kelly. And
yeah.
Kid Nation agrees, Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the text messages we got. I was dying laughing in my car, Kelly.
Well, I wasn't laughing.
No, you were for
angry.
Real. You're for real. That Rantberry has me dying in laughter.
I'm glad.
Oh, you're killing people, Kelly.
As long
great.
As they're amused and entertained.
You're awesome, Kelly, and 100% right. It's women like that who ruin good men and marriages. That's from
that.
Denise.
The women agree with you, Kelly.
Maybe they need to add that in the marriage vows.
What? Don't be a woman?
know about, you know, it's not always going to, you always want to rip their clothes off. It's just not always going to be like that, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
And you go through phases. You don't always have to be 100% all the time. Kelly, you're 110% right. Take it from someone who made that mistake. The choice I made 7 years ago is now haunting me.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's too late.
You can't ever go back.
Had a good thing,
and you let that go.
Yep.
By far, my most favorite love letters to Kelly ever. Get them. It's from Nicole. Nicole writes us all the time. Hi, Nicole. Tomorrow at this time.
There were actually some people, though, that disagreed with me.
There was
one,
really?
In fact, said, I am what's wrong with America.
There was one out of all those.
Kelly.
No, there was a couple. There were like two.
That
I don't know what it's like to live with someone. It's like living with your brother. And then, like, when you fall out of love or whatever. But she said she loved him.
And
she
that he didn't do anything wrong.
Right, he didn't do anything wrong. And then the other one said, I was what's wrong with America because I'm judgy and judgmental. I'm like, but they're writing to me. I didn't just walk up to her and start fussing at her.
No, yeah, she asked
me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, I'm going to tell you what I think.
That's
right?
That's what they're asking
that
you for.
That I am what's wrong with America. That
no, Kelly, you're making America great again is what you're doing.
I don't know.
With those rants.
I don't know.
That's what you're doing. Tomorrow around this time, we'll be chatting, or Kelly, one of us.
This interview tomorrow.
Hold on now. Let me tease it.
All right.
One of us chatted with G-Eazy.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
This is what's wrong with America. Dude, we had a consult. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm give you a little peek behind the curtain. We had a consultant.
Are you already making?
We had a consultant come in here a couple of months ago,
uh-huh.
And he said, and I think I quote, take Big Al off of interviews.
Sure.
End quote. I was a little hurt.
Yeah, the consultant sessions are difficult.
I was a little hurt.
But Al, you know what you could have done with that? You could have said, I'm going to show you. I'm going to hone my skills.
That's right, Kelly.
And become an even better interviewer.
No. Damn
and
right.
I'm going to show you that you and your research are wrong.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
What we're thinking now, since we were talking about giving people second chances, we said, let's give our boy Big Al Mack an eighth chance.
Plus, he was the only one that was available.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to a concert venue and interviewed a guy by the name of G-Eazy. That's with a Z.
Yeah,
E-A-Z-Y.
He's a rapper.
He's a
white dude.
Tall, white rapper.
Yeah.
Don't know why tall is important. It's really not. He 48 hours ago, I never heard of Mr. G-Eazy.
Uh-huh.
I do what I'm asked to do. I try to. And so I went and interviewed Mr. G-Eazy. This is not good. I'm not good one-on-one. I can talk here with you now, but I kind of feel more comfortable here. This is the very same venue that we interviewed. Jen and I interviewed Mr. Wiz Khalifa a year or so ago.
It's already got bad karma.
It's got bad. It's got bad juju vibe on it.
Yeah,
you know, it's got this
bad interview juju.
Big Al, true or false? You had your notes on your phone.
I did. Had my notes on my little iPhone.
But there was a problem with your phone.
Problem with the phone. I had like 8% battery.
So you prepped.
I did.
He prepped.
I prepped for like an hour before. Even when I got there, I'm still like, I'm thinking of stuff. Put on the phone. And then I'm like, oh,
because that's
crap.
The hard part.
And I'm waiting. You know, they want you to get to these interviews maybe 30, 45 minutes ahead of time so that they know you're there. And my phone, I'm just watching my battery drain. I'm like, oh, crap, this is not good. And then there's like four people looking at the interview. And I didn't want to be, hey, I need to go first because my battery's running down. That's stupid.
You could have asked for a charger.
Go first.
But so I didn't go first.
Yeah, I'm sure someone backstage had a charger.
Yeah, and it was just, it's just bad. My first interview years and years ago.
I want to see your notes.
I'll show it to you.
Yeah,
tomorrow he'll give us his notes.
I want to see, don't change them, don't alter them.
I won't change a thing. My first interview years ago was
Raquel Welch.
Probably don't even know who she is.
No.
Woo! It was bad.
She was a sex bomb back in the day. A bombshell, they would call her.
Yes.
What movies was she in? Anything?
I don't remember.
Even 20 years. She's old, man. She's older. Okay.
She's
no
older.
Disrespect.
She was a sex kitten.
Yeah.
She's, you know.
No, just this was my very first one-on-one interview for the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And
20
she
years
come out
ago.
With a line of wigs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Before wigs were, you know, mainstream for white women.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like Kim Zolciak and these women that change wigs all the time. Well, this is when Raquel Welch came out with her line of wigs, and Kid didn't want to interview her, so let's send Big Al.
And my interview skills back then were bad, but it was my first interview, so they kind of gave me a flyer. They haven't changed. None changed.
But you've interviewed some pretty big celebrities. Like one time, Big Al interviewed Ellen.
Talking with Ellen I'm sorry. Talking with.
Oh, Al.
Hey, guys. Well, I just heard that you had two dogs, and they were by the name of Muffin and Bootsy.
No, I don't have two dogs. But anyway, so I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Now I'm just talking about my dogs.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, no.
Better or worse than that one, Al?
I suck at it. I don't know. I'll keep going.
I'm
not going to get any better.
I see you at your bar. When you're at your bar, you talk to people and you do a great. Oh. You're basically interviewing them. You're getting to know them. You do great.
I don't know what it
is. You're good with just the filler, like random questions, making it conversational.
I know I have 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
This person doesn't know me. I don't know them. And you got to be comfortable.
Establish rapport.
Here's the thing,
all
though.
In 5 minutes.
I'm not the best at it either, so I can't really judge too much.
Look behind the scenes. They give us 5 minutes. Usually that turns into 10. Big Al cut it off at 4:59.7.
You know what? Normally we have our producer right here giving us the wrap up. I gave myself the wrap up. I'm like, wrap it up. Hey, Big Al, wrap
it up. All right. Hey, it might not be that bad, Al.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Game of Thrones right here, Jenna?
Yes, this is the theme song.
Did you watch the season finale?
No, I'm a little bit behind.
Okay.
A lot behind, actually. I haven't watched this season.
No spoilers here, but there is some sad news for Game of Thrones fans.
What?
I mean, it seems like Game of Thrones could go on forever and ever. And did you know that every episode costs about $10 million to make?
Every episode?
Every episode costs more than $10 million to make.
I believe it. It's intense, the scenes and the costumes.
Every episode?
Every episode, Al. I mean, if you look at it, it is. I mean, the dragons and all the costumes and the scenery and
all
that.
A lot of people, too.
A lot of people, a lot of actors. Well, the Game of Thrones creators said that despite the show's huge success, they're going to be ending it very soon, you guys.
What?
Really?
Yeah. There's only about 13 to 15 episodes left, according to them.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Okay. I mean, it's better to go out leaving than wanting more.
I guess. The sixth season finale on Sunday drew 8.9 million viewers. That's the show's biggest audience yet.
Everyone said it was very shocking.
Really?
Yeah, I need to go back and watch the season, though.
I'm about to start season one. You know how I get in late. But the previous record was last season's finale, which had 8.1 million. And if you're wondering, this week's top three shows were America's Got Talent, 11.7 million, then Game of Thrones with 8.9, and the premiere of $100,000 Pyramid on ABC, 8.1 million. I didn't even know that came back.
Is that the Michael Strahan? No. Who's hosting that one?
The Pyramid one?
Yeah.
Somebody.
Pyramid.
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Okay.
Match Game is Alec Baldwin.
Right.
And Steve Harvey's doing a celebrity version of
Family Feud.
Okay.
Is there another one?
I like Michael Strahan. I don't get how he's getting all these jobs.
He's a good publicist. I mean, he's good.
Agent.
People like him.
Yeah, he's likable. He's a nice dude.
He's very likable. I think that's like 90% of it.
But I feel like he gets every single job that becomes open.
Well, I mean, Ryan Seacrest did it for years, so why not?
Yeah, but Ryan Seacrest came from that. He came from broadcasting.
But people liked him.
Yeah.
You know.
Good for Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
If you missed Kelly Raspberry's epic rant.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly Raspberry. People are still texting about it,
really?
Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you wanna,
maybe not. Maybe I'm glad.
Well, you can listen to the whole thing on the K-Pod later, but here's a little taste.
You're so stupid. You don't even realize what you have. Go hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Who lift it up, tape it up.
We're talking about a woman said she's been with a man for a long time. They have kids, grandkids, and she's just not feeling. She loves them, but is not in love with them. Is not feeling the feelings anymore. And so Kelly went off.
Hobbler, you should see. There's nothing sadder.
Lift it up and tape it up.
Some of them single bars on a Saturday night. What do you got to be wanting to be horny all the time? Oh. Breaking up a home. Where are the grandkids going to go? You're going to ruin Christmas for everybody. But they ain't going to know where to go.
Oh, man. It's
the worst.
I know.
Threw Christmas in there. That's what got me. Christmas.
Oh, that's a good old Kelly Raspberry right there.
That's a good one right there.
Our boy Drake was on SNL, and they just released a bit that got cut.
So if you were at the dress rehearsals, you saw it.
Yeah, because
if you were at the live show, it wasn't there.
Yeah, so what they do, and we learned this when we went there, they do the dress rehearsal and then they tape it.
Yeah.
And just in case something goes wrong during the actual live show, they can just cut in right into those into that bit
right
in the middle of it.
Or they can make some last minute changes if it didn't work.
Exactly. But they always have all the bits that they did. And this one was when he was back in May. And it was Drake's first day at Kinko's, and the other employees have a bunch of inside jokes and witty banter. So what do you do when you're in that situation? You try to fit in.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Kirkpatrick.
Hey, Fernetti. Welcome to the kink.
The kink.
Derek, excited to work here, man.
Okay, cool!
What's with the okay, cool thing?
It's just this little thing we do, you know, keep it fun, keep it wild. Yeah.
No, wait, you a Michigan fan?
Oh, yeah, I grew up in Ann Arbor, went to U of M for undergrad, so...
Cool.
We should catch a game sometime at O'Malley's. First round's on me.
Okay, cool!
Okay, cool!
Whoa, what was that?
Sorry. Did I do something wrong? Sorry, I was just trying to do the okay, cool thing. But...
Right, yeah, I could tell. Derek, you're a fantastic man, but in the future, you don't respond to an okay, cool with an okay, cool.
Yeah, Derek... You're a peach, but you did it wrong. So maybe don't chime in until you figured it out.
So when you do it wrong, you obviously got to come up with your own tagline.
Mm. Jumped in too fast, bud.
Okay, noted.
Okay, cool. My Uncle Pinocchio.
Damn it, D-Man. What just fell out of your mouth?
What? I'm starting my own okay, cool, and it's My Uncle Pinocchio. Listen, D-Balls, you are great.
You're great.
Athletic. You're already everyone's favorite.
You're a good man. I mean, your smile will part the seas.
Correct. But My Uncle Pinocchio, it's just stupid, yeah. You know? And to be honest, it's a little racist, so I'm not sure it's going to catch on.
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep saying My Uncle Pinocchio.
Well, I'm sorry, Derek, but I'm starting to think you're stupid.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll stick.
I want a catchphrase. Do you have a catchphrase, Al? Big Al in the house is your catchphrase.
That might be it.
Big Al in the house is the catchphrase.
Yeah, I guess so. Kelly kind of gave me that one.
You have a catchphrase, don't you, Kelly? Oh, you had gotcha.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I have one or not.
No.
Having a catchphrase is the coolest.
Is that a catchphrase? No.
Yeah, that's Kelly's. No.
No.
I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it. What was yours, Jenna?
The smoke ain't free.
But recently?
The smoke is heavily discounted.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.